Hello and welcome to Angry Bee Podcast Episode 2. I'm your host, Dr. Drake Grimori. With me this week is Gaza Davidson.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. And Connor Taylor.
Yo, yo.
We were supposed to have Azura with us, but there seemed to be some technical difficulties with the slight microphone not giving a fuck about what we were hearing. I'm so sorry, Azura. Just sort out your shit and then you can be on the next episode. It's a shame,
isn't
it? In the
future.
Coming to a cinema near you. Anyway, right. Should we start off with what we've been playing this week? I'm going to start with Connor. What have you been playing this week?
I have been playing Epic Mickey.
Oh, Epic Mickey. Are you going to talk about that for a bit?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. You get the... I don't know what's... You got your paint and you got your thinner. And you run around. And there's a lot of choices. Like moral choices. Do you want to open the chest or save the gremlin? Do you want to paint it or thin it? Do you want to...
Alright.
And it changes how the game works quite a lot.
Alright, so your decisions actually change the way the game works. Is that actually... Does what you do morally work towards, like, a meta score? Like, good and bad, or...?
I wouldn't say, like, get a... Well, kind of. Well, at the moment, that's the Oswald Luckybit, who's the... he's the main...
Oswald
Lucky Rabbit, yeah. He's the antagonist of the game. Except, the way I've played it, he's actually friends with me. He's trying to help me get out of Mickey Mouse Wasteland.
Ah, fair enough. All right. So you enjoying it?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. How much have you played?
I reckon about half, maybe just less than half.
When can we expect the review?
Sometime within a week, probably.
All right. That's very good. I do look forward to it. Alright, swiftly moving on, I'll go to Kaza. What have you been playing?
I touched the game this week, actually. I've been dying in and out of Sengoku Basara on PS3 and on Fire Red on Game Boy. As well as that, I have been playing the newly released Splatterhouse.
Splatterhouse? Are you enjoying that?
Pretty nice here and there, mainly because the loading times are about 40 to 60 seconds every time, but apart from that, it's a really fun beat 'em up.
Ah, were you playing it on PS3 or 360?
Xbox 360, as I always do.
Ah, fair enough. So, I was just going to say, loading times, sometimes when you get multi-platform games on PS3, you can get bad loading times.
Yeah, I think it's the same for both versions.
That's good and bad in a way, is that they're not crippling the PS3 version. If they've both got bad loading times, then that means they've programmed their game properly, which is quite good.
Mm-hmm. Which is a shame, because the loading times really put the game, but then if the loading times were fine, then it would definitely be a 9 out of 10 title.
Ah, fair enough. Right, is that all you've been playing this week?
How about you?
Right, what have I been playing this week? I'm just going to say it, more iPhone games. You know, I don't really get time to sit down on my Xbox 360 or DS anymore. So I've been playing Robot Unicorn Attack Heavy Metal Edition.
I've been playing the Christmas edition.
Have you?
Yeah.
Ah, right. And what have I been playing? Lady Gaga Revenge 2, which is a variant on Tap Tap Revenge. And the old games I was playing last week, Doodle Jump and Angry Birds. They're not so much Angry Birds, I'm kind of stuck. And when you're stuck on Angry Birds, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
You know? And, I've been playing a game that I downloaded not quite a while ago, actually. Dodonpachi Resurrection. It's a cave top-down shooter. Kind of like, if you're a weeb, it's kind of like Toho. But, it's all been good. It's been good. I was going to write up a...
Play that, because...
Yeah, that's a thing.
It doesn't work on the 3G.
Yeah,
no, not the, it just, yeah, yeah.
the iPhone 3G, it cannot play Dead on Patchy Resurrection because there's so much happening on screen, so many bullets. You can't really dumb down, not so much dumb down, but under process a bullet hell game for a lower phone. Sad to say, can't it?
Yeah.
Oh well, at least your OS works now. At least I think it works.
it works.
But yeah.
I can't multitask.
Also, I was supposed to be writing a review for Lady Gaga Revenge, and I was like, I was trying to think what score I'd give it, and if I wrote a review, I'd actually give it a perfect 10. There was nothing wrong with it. It's addictive, it's got good songs, it makes me want to play it again and again and again. I've spent so many hours on it, 100% songs, and it's just brilliant. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, that's what I've been playing this week. Sadly, I've not played any more Kinect games. For me, I'm kind of bored. I don't want to get up and play Kinect. I'm sitting here on my ass.
Yeah.
I don't want to get up and move about. I can't be bothered. I mean, this makes me sound super lazy and like a Mormon, but I don't care. Do you want to get up and play Kinect? No, you don't.
That's the thing with motion games is people don't want to be jumping about. They want to press a button.
I know, they want to sit there and press a button. I mean, Kinect, I'll play Kinect when I'm in the right mood for it, but I'm not going to be playing Kinect as like a primary game, you know? Or type of control. But yeah, that's it. That's what I've been playing this week. Shall we move swiftly on to the news? I thought our first podcast that week was slow. Jesus Christ, this week, it's slow. Oh my goodness, you would not believe this small amount of shitty, crappy news that I've come flooding towards my face. I'm like, Scott Pilgate DLC, Pokemon, well. Anyway, let's get chatting, shall we? Epic Yarn has been given a date for a release over in Europe. And that date is, do any of you know?
I don't yet, I haven't looked.
Is this for Kirby?
Yeah.
This is for Kirby's Epic Yarn.
It's February, I know that.
I think it's February the 25th.
Yep, the 25th of February.
I was right. February 25th, 2011. To me, that is almost disgraceful.
It's a massive gap between.
I mean, it's a Kirby game. What is there to translate? Yeah, there's a little hit, but there's not a lot.
No, it's just like menus, and even then, you know, it's just like a few languages.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long. There's no voice acting in Kirby, is there?
There's no voice acting.
Is there a particular amount of text and dialogue?
Not a lot.
I don't think so.
It's okay for stuff. Like, maybe a few, like, 1 minute cutscenes all the text.
Yeah.
Just FYI, in Japan, Kirby's Epic Yarn came out on October the 14th. And in North America, it came out on October 17th.
Yeah.
3 days to translate.
4 months.
And then from October 17th to February 25th, 2011 for Europe, which is 4 months. You're right. I don't know, October, November, December. I'd say 5 months closer. Closer to 5 months. Because it's near the end of February.
Do you have music in the background?
I have music on in the background. It's Katy Perry.
Yeah, I can hear her.
Is it bad?
It's noticeable. It's not blaring in our faces.
Let me just turn it off. That is turned off now. Can you stop? We stopped hearing that.
Yeah. It's
good. I'm quite glad that I've stopped annoying you. You, Connor. It wasn't annoying me, and it wasn't annoying Kaz.
It was just for the benefit of
the listeners. You know, that's what you got to think about. I don't care about you two. I care about the listeners at home, sitting there on their laptop, notebook, computers, listening to their Samsung MP3 players. Just listening to our podcast. Anyway, right, what were we talking about? Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Oh, yeah.
Did that happen to Battle of Delta 2 as well? Just over a month ago, right over here. And The first time I announced it,
that
took 3 days.
Yeah. That wasn't as bad, though.
Still quite a way, though.
I just think it's such a piss take, especially when it's coming to, like, games that they're announcing at E3.
Yeah.
And, like, properly, like, supporting and backing and advertising. It's like, why is it taking so long to come over here? This is, like, one of your sort of, you know, new Super Mario Bros., Metroid Other End sort of titles, your reboots of your classic series, and you're just not bringing it out in time.
Didn't we get Other End first?
I think we did, actually. That's the weird thing.
We get some games first, to cover a lot of games sometimes.
The thing is, I don't think Metroid is popular in Japan, strange enough.
Yeah, it doesn't do well in Japan, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's always weird. It's like, it just doesn't sell in Japan at all. It doesn't sell massive numbers, and nobody, I don't even think.
Then again, it's
proper mild
for
them. Yeah, I suppose so.
There's a 7-month gap between the release of Cave Story, We Were in America, and here.
Jesus Christ. I've got one thing I can search. If you want to see a massive gap?
There are many things that come to my mind when you say massive gap.
I know it's not long, but I'm still upset by the 2-week gap with Donkey Kong.
2 week?
Yeah, I've been hyping the game so much. I know it's released tomorrow, but...
Okay, how's this for a gap? How's this for a gap?
The Super Smash Bros.
No, Animal Crossing on GameCube. Animal Crossing on GameCube came out December 14th, 2001 in Japan, and in Europe it came out December 24th, 2004. That's a 3-year gap.
2001 released the N64 version.
Oh yeah, it was. No, it wasn't. December 14th, 2001 for the GameCube version as well.
And the GameCube is like 2004.
Well, think about it this way. The PS2 is 10 years old now, isn't it? 2000.
Yeah. GameCube was out, I think.
Let me just have a look. Sorry, we're a bit uneducated on our dates and times and dates, so...
GameCube 2000... No.
Yeah, 2001.
2001 for Japan.
2001 for North America, but 2002 for the UK.
Wow.
And it was actually discontinued in 2007. Mm-hmm. And it had a 6-year lifespan. Right now, we've got about 4 or 5 years into these consoles' lifespan, so...
Yeah.
A new console, especially, I think Microsoft would be the first one to do a new console.
Well, no, Nintendo have already... 3DS is the next gen.
That's their handheld console, though.
Hmm.
There is a big difference. Yeah. There's a very, very different market for handhelds and home consoles. But yeah, that's quite a big difference. No, go on.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I reckon Microsoft have a while to go before they release a new one, just because of Kinect. They want to back that.
I've got a feeling that they'll ride Kinect for a year or two, and then they'll probably release a Kinect-based console, maybe.
Oh, yeah, the first one.
That's probably something. Anyway, shall we move on to our next bit of news?
Yeah.
This is big news. This is Stop the Presses news. This is like bombing shit out of Korea news. This is like...
Too soon.
This is like mourn Diana's death news. This is like crying at The Apprentice news. This is Scott Pilgrim DLC for Knives Chow is out now.
You can just go on and get it. There is a little update for that. I've got to tell you that. Ubisoft are being their usual selves, and it's delayed for the Xbox 360, but nobody knows how long.
Well,
there's a big bug with the intro phase, so they're not updating. So basically, you're putting effort into nothing.
So what are they? Has anyone played it? Because I haven't yet.
I had a go with it the other day. Nice is really fun to play as.
Mm-hmm.
The new modes, I think they try the Battle Arena mode because that requires two controllers, but the dodgeball mode.
Oh, yeah,
that's a really fun time booster.
Well, I for one have not played the Scott Pilgrim game, but I wouldn't mind playing with Knives Chow.
Her.
She really can play the Scott Pilgrim game, and it's a really fun beat 'em up.
Yeah, I might try and get it. I do like the Scott Pilgrims. But anyway, there's not much you can really say about Scott Pilgrim DLC. It's not like major DLC. It's a character and some new modes.
Yeah.
And it fixes the infamous bugs everyone's been having, so the game doesn't freeze up anymore.
Well, that's good news.
One thing is DLC, I don't mind if it's like adding something new. like they were forcing you and Adeline, but with this, it seems like they had knives, but they thought to remove her just so they could have it as DLC.
Yeah,
they do that a lot. Apparently, Ubisoft did that in Assassin's Creed 2. They literally made these two levels, ripped them out of the game, and then made them as DLC, and then they were like really bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on quite swiftly. Pokemon names. These three Pokemon start names have stirred a lot of shit, Kaz. People are mad. I ain't even mad. You know? But what do we think?
I'm not mad.
What are the names again, Connor?
We got Snivy, Snivy.
Snivy.
It's Snivy.
You had to quote me for saying Snivy.
It's not Snivy. It's
said Snivy.
I said Snivy.
You said Snivy, then Snivy.
What did Jamie hear? I said Snivy.
You just said Snivy, then Snivy.
Jamie, what did I say?
You said Snivy, but can we please move on?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, Snivy is the grass type. Tepig is the pig, the fire type, and the water type is called Oshawott.
What?
Oshawott.
And can you tell me what they used to be called?
Off the top of my head, Sutaja was the grass type, Mijimaru was the water type, and the fire type, I don't know.
Ah. But when they give them like
they
English
names.
Yeah, Smugleaf.
Oh, they have fan names, yeah. Smugleaf, Pig Knight, and.
Water.
Yeah, Water.
Water.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. I don't know. I think Nintendo are going to run out of names to name these Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to give them rubbish names like John and Ben and
John.
Robert. This is John.
He's a psychic type.
He's a psychic type. Water pig, Pokemon, dragon, fish, reptile,
snake. I wonder what they're going to name that ice cream Pokemon. That'd be fun to see.
The what?
There's an ice cream cone Pokemon.
Ice cream?
Yeah, it's a flying ice cream cone.
Prepare for disturbing images of Charizard eating it.
Yeah.
What happens if it gets hot? Would it melt?
Maybe. Well, it's ice, so yeah. They can call it. I don't know.
Fair enough. There's not much you can really say about the Pokemon names. It's like.
I see. Yeah.
It's like, who can name? They are names.
I saw the names, but I sort of don't. I got too attached to Smugglyf like everyone else. But there's a nickname system for a reason.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, that's what I was going to say.
The French names are quite cool.
The French names?
Smugglyf is called Vivier. And I think the pig's called Munchdilon. Vivier.
Ah, I remember when I went on my French exchange trip when I was in year 9. I think I was 14 years old. When I was in France, I picked up a copy of Pokemon Red in French from a like pawn shop for... Not pawnbrokers, not like porn.
Yeah.
Pornography. And I played it, Pokemon Red, and it's like... My French exchange students teach me how to say the Pokemon's names. Because I can't say them right. Like Bulbizarre, Herbizarre, Florizarre, Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Salamèche, Reptinseal, and Dragapult. Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard.
Salamèche.
Blastoise in French is Tortank.
Wow.
Which is quite amazing.
That's amazing. I like Salamèche.
Salamèche is kind of cool. Jigglypuff is Ron Doodoo. And Wigglytuff is Growdoodoo. It's pretty damn amazing.
Not much we can say on the matter.
No, there isn't. Moving on to our next bit of news. Guess what?
What?
We don't have another bit of news. That is it. Literally. IGN has posted about 100 features in the past 2 weeks. Because there's been no news.
There's been some breaking news.
Right. We shall move swiftly on to topic of the week. Do you know what our topic of the week is? Topic of the week. Do you know what our topic of the week is?
No.
Please tell us.
Our topic of the week is, what do we think our game of the year for 2010 is? I know it's kind of early, but I think we can start thinking, looking back on the past year, what games we liked, what games we thought we would like, and what games we didn't like. So, I am going to start with, which unlucky bastard is going to get it first? I'm going to say...
Yourself.
No, not me. You. Kaz. What was your... what would you say is your game of the year for 2010 so far?
Right. I had to put a lot of thought to this moment because obviously it's getting to that end of the year. I narrowed it down to about three titles, which were Dimension 2.
Yeah.
Bayonetta.
Yes.
And Fist of the North Star, Ken's Rage.
No.
Rage. Ken's Rage.
In the end, possibly due to bias, because I love the franchise, I went with Ken's Rage. Because I did enjoy all three games I narrowed it into, but Ken's Rage stuck out the most for me because, well, pretty much because it's been the only game that you're keeping out of the game for 5 days straight.
So you're saying that Cocteau No Ken, Ken's Rage is your favourite game of 2010?
So far, yes.
So far.
Donkey Kong Country, I think that's opinion, but until I get to play it, it's Ken's Rage for me.
Okay, I'm going to move on to Connor.
Me?
Yeah, you!
Yeah, him.
Yeah, you can fry! Anyway.
my game of the year.
Yes.
There are a lot of games. Games I enjoyed this year were probably Epic Mickey.
Oh.
Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep.
Oh.
I didn't finish that yet. Dragon Quest IX, but I didn't finish that yet. Mario Galaxy 2, which I really like that. Pokemon, Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Silent Hill, Shattered Memories for the Wii. That was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And Ace Attorney Investigations, but I don't know. I wouldn't say that's as good as the other Ace Attorney games. Well, it is its own, right. In a way. But I think my game of the year was Pokemon. Just because of how much I enjoyed it and how much I saw everyone else enjoying it. Like, around me, there were, like, even people who I didn't think would like Pokemon, I saw them walking on with their little Pokewalkers, and I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's actually quite a thing. I actually found one of the other guys at work. I work in probably the grittiest, hard-faced work engineering based factory ever in existence, and I saw one of my colleagues walking around with a Pokewalker.
What a guy. And for the, it was a remake of Gold Silver, which were probably the best games.
Mm.
So that made it good automatically.
I do agree with you there. Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver. I was thinking, this is okay. This is like, but it is technically just a remake. And I'm looking at my time. I'm like, right, I've sunk 50 hours into this, and where's that gone? Then I'm looking at it again. I'm like, crap, I played 100 hours of this. I'm playing it.
You sped through that game.
I think I was
one of the first to finish it.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. I think out of all the people we knew, because I was like, Psycho was still fucking around with Azalea Town, and I was like on the 14th badge. I'm like, fuck. Then I saw hit a pit stop, sort of like a dead stop when I got to Red, because Red kept whooping my ass. Then I realised I need more than one Pokemon. So I just caught all the legendaries and was like, yeah, fuck you, Ash. Red, I mean. But it's Ash, come on, it's Ash.
It's Ash.
And Gary Oak.
Gary Oak.
What did you name your nemesis in Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver?
?
Oh, you kept that, did you?
Yeah, I kept that, because that's what I did in 1998 or whenever. 2001. I can't remember when it came out.
Okay. Kaza, what did you name your nemesis in Heart, Gold, and Soul Silver?
Dix.
Did you name yours something like Gunther?
Matt Hub?
Jamie, did you name yours Gunther or something?
I did name my nemesis Gunther. I thought that was a brilliant name.
I named my Feraligatr Gonzo.
Oh, wow. Anything. Didn't nickname any of my Pokemon. I think I accidentally nicknamed my Croconaw Feraligatr, and then I just raged until it leveled up into a Feraligatr. Then I was happy. But yeah, it's like, oh, what was I going to say? Yeah, I really enjoyed it. What was your character name in Heart, Gold, and Soul Silver?
It was Connor.
Connor? What was yours, Kaz? What was your name in Heart, Gold?
Kaza.
Kaza. Oh, you see?
Yeah. What was yours, Jamie?
I don't know. A Becky Cruel.
Oh, okay.
No, my name was Heart O. H-E-A-R-T-O.
Heart
O.
Were you the hero?
I'm saying, in the original Gold, I called myself Hero, because that was one of the default names. I was tempted to call myself that, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to call myself that.
Oh, well. So you went Heart O.
Yes. Oh, I haven't asked myself yet. Jamie, what is your
game? What was your game of the year?
What was my game of the year? It's quite an...
Halo Reach.
Halo Reach. Halo Reach was amazing. I did enjoy what we did play.
Wait, what game?
Halo Reach.
Oh, Halo Reach.
Halo Reach was alright.
I didn't play that.
But like, one of my favourite games of this year.
I have a big list of games.
I have a very small list of games. Bayonetta, Pokemon Heart Gold, Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 2.
I haven't played that yet. I wanted to.
I'd actually say Naruto Shippuden is one of the best games I've played this year. Seriously. It's like so good. Really well made for just like an anime game.
Yeah.
Normally with anime games it's just like, oh, you've got your basic fighting sort of mechanic, and then you've got game after game after game layered over that. You know, it's crap, basically. Oh, did Dissidia come out this year? Dissidia Final Fantasy.
I think that was last year. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was last year.
Oh yeah, I gave it to my nephew for Christmas last year. Yeah, I remember. Oh damn, I wish that was a 2010 game. That'd be awesome. I loved that game. It was awesome.
I still haven't played that. It's the awesome. Second one's coming.
Yeah, Dissidia Final Fantasy Duo Deco Dacim or whatever stupid fucking name.
Square Enix name.
Wow, do you know Dissidia Final Fantasy actually came out end of 2008 in Japan?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. see also.
So what was your game of the year?
Oh, that's such a hard question. I might actually pick one of the first games that came out this year, which is Bayonetta.
Bayonetta?
Yes. Bayonetta. Actually, yeah, that's it. Bayonetta. It shocked and surprised me, and I loved it so much. Played through it quite a few times. Loved playing the final battle, and it was just great. I really did enjoy it, and I loved the character Bayonetta. And Bayonetta will appear as one of my answers for the questions we're going to get in a little while. Anyway, is that our topic of the week? Anything want to add? Anybody want to add any more to that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Right. Okay. Shall we move on, guys?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's do it.
Right now, I'm moving on to listener questions. Should we start off with our first listener question? Well, okay. From most of all our questions come from Twitter. So basically, a question from Ben NIB, which I think stands for Nintendo is Best, says, what will be Game of the Year 2011? I'm going to start with Connor. Connor, what do you think your game of 2011 will be? From just from looking at the games that have been announced for next year.
I'm not sure. Okay. Portal 2. Because it's Portal.
It's Portal 2.
We're getting Kirby next year, so maybe that.
Yeah, that's like
but that's a this year game, really.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, there's the 3DS. Like, everything on 3DS, a load of them could be my game of the year.
Hmm.
Like, Phoenix Wright and Persona, like, we get that next year.
Assuming
might
that
not
comes out next year.
Yeah.
I just expect that next year.
Might say it's late next year, maybe.
Well, certainly not expecting it this year.
We'll get it in 2012 at the earliest.
Hmm. Well, Zelda.
We started here.
True. We get. Oh, yeah, it's a Capcom game. Or Zelda, Skyward Sword.
Oh, Skyward Sword, very good, yes. That's quite a good looking game.
If it shapes up well, then yeah.
The terrible E3 impression playthrough.
You had to feel sorry for Miyamoto.
Oh, poor Miyamoto. Poor Miyamoto, he just did not know what was happening. Surprised he didn't just dance off stage.
Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing. I'm going to move on to
you. Kaza. Go next.
No, I'm not going next. Fuck you. Kaz. What will your game of the year 2011 be? Just judging from the things that have been announced.
If it's game of the year as in what everyone's going to say, I would say Portal 2.
Oh, yes.
But if it's personal game of the year, because, well, it's me, I'm probably going to say Sonic Anniversary.
Wait. Is that anything new? Oh, yeah, that's the...
That's that one that's like remakes of old levels.
Oh, yeah.
Heard nothing about... Knowing me, I'll probably buy it and enjoy it.
Damn you for buying things and enjoying them. How dare you do such stupid things? How dare you like what I don't like? Implying that I don't like.
Star Game of the Year will be Portal 2.
Yeah, I'd say
Or whatever Call of Duty Activision decides to shit out next.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'll look at next year.
Oh!
It'll actually come out.
Duke Nukem Forever. That might be Game of the Year.
Yeah.
That'll be most hyped Game of the Year. And I might just get Game of the Year just for its status and it actually coming
just
out.
Being released. That is
Game of the Year 2011. Generic answer for me will be Portal 2. Because that just looks really brilliant. And, what else? What else? What else? What else?
When Bayonetta 2 expected?
2016. Along the World Cup.
Bayonetta 2, that is happening, isn't it? Very well.
No, it is, but it's not official.
Right.
I'd love a Bayonetta 2, because Bayonetta was a brilliant game. But anyway, just going on games that have been announced, Portal 2, Duke Nukem Forever has been given us an expected 2011 release. But whether we make that or not. But it's actually been picked up by Gearbox Studios, and I think they made Borderlands.
Yeah they
so
did.
They might actually get their shit together and release an awesome game, you know? What else? Mario Sports Mix. I'm kidding.
That
was fun, actually.
It'll be fun. There won't be anything blowing
your phone. Nothing outstanding. Nothing mind-blowing.
3DS stuff, Animal Crossing. I think that
That might be my game of the year. If it comes out next year, it might not.
I'm hoping it's a launch title. I really am.
Mm.
They haven't really announced what's been launch title and what's not. Because it's been... One thing I noticed when they... it's hard. When they announced the 3DS and showed all the publishers and the game titles, it was stuff like Saints Row and...
Yeah.
Like Metal Gear Solid 3 remake. I'm like, I don't fucking care. Nobody played Saints Row on console. I don't want to play it on the 3DS. But it's just...
It does show that they're... Nintendo are actually trying to get an expanded audience.
Yeah, they are, and it's that in itself is quite good. But I don't know, it's quite... I thought it was quite weird, the game, the list of games that were shown.
Hmm. True.
Yeah, my game next year, Portal 2, I'll say Portal 2, because Portal 2 will be brilliant. Valve know what they're doing with Portal. Well, I hope they are.
Got anyway. Delayed, so...
Yeah, well, for good reason. I don't mind. It's been delayed a couple of months. I can deal with that.
Fair.
But anyway, that was from Ben Nintendo's Best. Should we move on to our next question?
Yep.
Yeah.
This next question has been given to us to our favourite pedo bear, Josh.
Woo, Josh!
Where's Josh?
Josh, he's not here, but he's sent us a question. He said, what games are you most excited to play on the 3DS? I'm going to start with me. Okay, I'm going to start with me. Games that I'm looking forward to... I do pick myself when it's the good questions. So, shush.
Okay. Anyway.
possibly Animal Crossing. Nintendo Dogs Plus Cats. I mean, Jesus Christ, Cats. God, what? It's amazing.
In 3D,
and they're cats. They're not in cats, they're kittens. Cause it's puppies and kittens. It's like, wow. I can't wait, it'll be amazing. Was there Star Fox announced as well?
Yeah, Lilac Wars.
Lilac Wars, stuff. And I kind of like to see what they do with the like Super Mario World remakes in 3D and all that. I think quite cool.
And,
Legend of Zelda, obviously. Mm. And yeah, a lot of 3DS stuff that I'm looking forward to. I'll play anything on 3DS. But
same.
I'm just looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the actual system as well, if that counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna swiftly move on to Kazza. Kazza, what are you looking forward to playing on the Nintendo 3DS?
Quite a lot, actually.
A surprising amount.
Stuff like Mario Kart, Paper Mario, Animal Crossing. And if it does get released out here, Tales of the Abyss, because that's a game I really want to play for a while.
What about...
I don't think the 3DS will be region locked, so hopefully that'll get released in America, and then we just import it.
Connor, the 3DS is region locked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quite a while ago.
I say games with DSi specific features are region locked, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I'm not importing Black and White.
Oh.
Fair enough, but. Yeah, 3DS most likely will be region locked. I think they're starting to clamp down on that now. Because I actually bought, off one of my friends, Electroplankton, special edition from Japan. They actually said, do not sell outside of Japan. oh dear. But yeah, they must
have. I don't think it's been properly announced region locked, so I just think it's.
Just a given.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Kaz, what about Super Street Fighter 4 for 3DS?
Not too excited.
So I haven't actually seen much about it. Isn't there a different viewpoint now from the player?
Yeah. You can look.
Is that an option behind it?
Yeah.
So it's not the way you play the game?
It's an option, yeah. You don't have to. You can play the normal.
That's not too bad, though.
Because
if it looks really nice, it might be quite good.
Mm-hmm. It looks like they're porting it well. They managed to get to work on the iPhone, so it should work.
And also, one game that people seem to have missed that was probably the main show for the 3DS at E3 is Kid Icarus Uprising.
Kid Icarus.
Yeah. Looks amazing.
It looks interesting. I'm not sure. Oh, it'll be my game of the year.
No, it won't be my 3DS. Won't be a game of the year, but it's just a game I'd want to play on 3DS.
It'll be a launch title, probably.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be amazing. I'll definitely buy it. But so many people are like hitting up Kid Icarus game coming, announced E3 2008. Remember on O&M, it was like everyone wanted Kid Icarus game. It's like, fuck off. Have you played Kid Icarus? Shit.
it's just because he's a character in Super Smash Bros.
Exactly. If you actually play the NES version of Kid Icarus, it's like...
Yeah, it's not amazing.
It's like, who cares? I don't want to play that. I don't want a next-gen. I'm glad what they do with Kid Icarus Uprising, making it a third-person shooter, like flying up in the air, because it made it look really impressive as well.
It looked good.
Yeah, that's my... that's the 3DS games I want to play. Did we move on to you, Connor?
Not me, no.
Go on, what games do you want to play on the 3DS that haven't been said already?
I haven't been said already. Phoenix Wright, Professor Layton.
Nice.
Kingdom Hearts in 3DS.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3DS. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about it as well. It's a good call.
Like people said, Animal Crossing and Mario Kart. Star Fox 64, Paper Mario, that was the best. There was a game which it kind of, I missed it, like it slipped under my radar. Level 5 announced a game called Time Travelers, which it's a 3DS game. They haven't released much about it except it's based around time travel, and it's level 5, so it should be interesting. Dead Guys from Mid Layton. On there?
Yep.
Where's Jamie? Oh.
I am here. Don't worry. Sorry. Okay.
And I do want to play Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yeah.
I already played it, so it's not like I'm gonna... But I do want to play that.
I want to play it as well. Moving on, we've got a question from V Lovely Chiarizard. Okay. Which video game characters do you find hot?
Hot.
Yes, hot. Now, this is quite an awkward question, I find. But who's going to
start? Shall I start?
You can start, Kaz. Now, hang on. I'm going to stop you right here. Now, you did give me a precursor to this joke, and if you say it, I am banning you from further podcasts. So pick your words carefully, but continue.
But before I start, I am saying no, no
homo. Nothing massive. Ooh, you homo.
That iPad, that English, that everything.
All right. I'm going to move on to Connor.
Do I find a hot?
Yeah.
I don't know. Lara Croft?
Lara Croft.
Guybrush Threepwood and his masculinity.
You're both homos.
Who do you find hot? Jamie?
Let me see. Bayonetta. Tifa Lockhart. Aerith, Princess Peach.
Princess Peach.
Yeah, have you seen her play Super Mario Strikers or whatever? She's awesome. Daisy.
Never played it, but I've seen her.
Daisy. Toad. Wait, no, not Toad.
No, not Toad. No,
I'm all right. Toadette. Toadette. Samus.
Samus
is a guy. She's a female.
What?
You get to the end of the game and her armor comes off,
and she's in like a cat suit with a lightsaber. Oh,
yeah.
What? What else? Lightning.
I like Vanille.
I like Saz.
You're only announcing male characters. What are you two?
I like Chocobo. It was awesome.
Chocobo.
Chocobo is cool.
It's a Chocobo. It stays in the
background. Chocobro.
That works too.
What else? Sakura in Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm. Sakura, the beautiful. And Ino.
Ino
from Naruto.
Ino, yeah.
Ino Yamanaka.
Yeah, what about?
That is a cool name.
Mia Fey and her breasts.
Pun?
Mia Fey.
My Mia Fey.
Yeah.
She made Phoenix Wright slightly enjoyable.
Till she died. Spoilers.
Spoilers, yeah. Cheers for that, Con. So I'm just lying on the back of my bed. I'm just, like, thinking of characters. I've named quite a few. Sephiroth was awesome. Goofy from Kingdom Hearts.
Goofy's kind of cool.
Mickey Mouse from from Epic Mickey Mouse.
What else?
Yonky
Dog. You're just naming every video game character, aren't you?
No, I'm naming ones that I like. Nene Anagasaki from Rav Press. She's actually my girlfriend.
The whole of Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive Paradise. Anyway, we're moving on from this slow-moving topic. Sorry, Charles, that was a very awkward question. Now, this is quite a hard question, this next one, and one you'll probably have to think about for a little bit. But anyway,
how many German sausages can Jamie take in one night?
You're just so funny, Josh. You know, the way you just come in and tweet your funny little jokes. You know what, Josh? Fuck you, Josh. Fuck you.
That wasn't good to you. He won't give you cake anymore.
I want his cake. He never gave me cake.
Fine, I'll have the cake.
Okay, I'm going to shove it in his ear when he's asleep at Expo.
So what is our next question?
Our next question is from a Twitter I don't know, Nopasaur. And the question is, you create a video game series that makes billions. What did you create? Please tell me.
What did you create?
Now, do you like my Japanese voice there? I'm going to start off with Kodo because he just started.
Okay. If I have to make billions, then I guess you'd go an already established franchise.
No, I'm not letting you do that.
Okay, so we
have to make up a concept.
A completely new game. Okay. Okay, it's a superhero based game, kind of like Heroes, where you do a quiz at the beginning, and that quiz determines what superpower you get. And then it has a moral choice system and a really emotional story. And it sells about 5 copies because everyone's too busy playing Call of Duty.
So yours would be quite a niche title that sells 1 billion copies.
It'd probably be really bad. It'd be like, what's that game? Infamous. No, is that a game? The one with the electricity.
Infamous.
It is Infamous. Probably end up like that, and it would be very good. But I can't think of anything great off the top of my head.
Okay, I'm going to move on to Kaza. Hey, I'll ask you the question again. You create a video game franchise that makes $1 billion. What game series did you make? I would like to make money.
Right, that's a perfect idea. Nobody's done this before. You've got this main guy, right? He wields a big sword, and he has blonde hair. Very spiky blonde hair. And he has a party of people who come out with him and his adventures, but they slowly become his harem. And it becomes a quirky beat hitting some. It's still millions. And it has a cliffhanger.
I believe you misunderstand the question. I said $1 billion, not $1,000.
But a single game will make millions. The franchise itself will make millions.
Oh.
I see. You have put me in
that place. A franchise was just one game.
A game where you, it's like an RPG, you play as a duck. It'd be kind of cool.
Right, okay, I've come up with my game. I've thought of my game. My game is brilliant, okay? I've even got a name and what it's going to use to control it. Oh, it's going to be so awesome. It's going to blow your fucking minds. Right. It's called Whipping Things About. I mean, that's the best name ever. And yeah, it'll be for PlayStation Move. And what you do is you get your character on screen, yeah? And, like, you got your two, you need two Move controllers.
Yeah.
And, like, what you do
whip
is
stuff about.
You whip stuff about. You whip, you can download weapons. There's, like, 1,000 weapons on disk. You can, there's loads of enemies that you can fight. It's a proper hack and slash, and the controls are really good, and they work really well. So, and it'll be really popular. It'll be on, like, This Morning and The Apprentice and stuff like that, and Dragon's Den. But it'll be super successful and, like, make loads of money. And I think it'll be quite good. Whipping shit about on PlayStation Move. You can start with, like, God of War, like, chains and swords, fire swords, and then you can, like, change it to, so it's like chains with machine guns on the end and, like, swords and stuff.
Mega whip.
A mega whip with, like an artillery fucking cannon on the end. It would be so cool. It would be so
dragon
awesome.
Head on the end of a whip.
Oh, wow. That'd be amazing. See? Thousands of possibilities. And
well, what about if you're going to make millions just making an iPhone game where people have to high-five the screen, or go for the iPad, and they have to high-five the iPad, and then it will sell millions because it's going to be 59p.
My friend high-fived my iPad, and then my iPad broke. Give me a new one. Oh, dear. Right, but that would be my game. My game is epic. Whipping Things, you'll see it in stores, 2012. It'll be £40. British pounds, so about 80 American dollars. I think it will sell really well.
About $60.
About $90 now.
About $100.
I think that's how much enjoyment you'd get out of the experience. But anyway, that was my created game that I just came up with the shit that came off the top of my head. But anyway, that
what
was
that.
That
was a hard question. I honestly do not have a serious answer for it.
What do you mean? I thought that was a serious answer.
That was the first one that came to mind.
Spiky haired guy with a massive sword, and all these girls become his harem.
Hey, nobody said it was all girls.
Oh. Well, I think it sounds original. I've never heard of it before.
It sounds kind of like Final Fantasy turns into a dating sim.
I was getting more towards the Tales of City, but that works.
Tales of
awkward dates. Tales of awkward dates. Oh dear. Anyway, time to close out the show.
Can I say that I prefer Jimmy's cake to Josh's cake.
I prefer Josh's cake.
Okay.
Well, we're starting to fight.
I believe we have one more question.
Do we have one more question?
We have a million.
Yes, I will go find it.
We have lyrics to songs.
It is by our good friend, Shad177.
Oh!
Question for him?
Shad! We want questions from Shad.
The question is, what is our favourite multiplayer game?
Oh, you know what? I just love Shad. He always gives us the best questions. I'm not even joking. I ain't even mad. Like, seriously, the question you gave us last episode was really good. And, like, the question you gave us this episode was just as good. So, quite good. I do like Shad. Good old Shaddy. Good old Shad. Even though I've never spoke to him. Poor Shad. Anyway, what was this question again?
Favorite multiplayer game.
What is your favorite multiplayer game?
Favorite multiplayer game. That's kind of a hard question for me. Like,
I can narrow it down to three.
I enjoy
Animal Crossing.
Hang on.
Even though I kind of mainly played that single player, but it has the multiplayer elements.
It does.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Oh yes.
That was really fun to play. And Mario Kart DS, because I played that a lot with friends, multiplayers, and that's it. most of what I got.
That's what you've got, right. Kaza, what have you got?
My favorite multiplayer game, since in terms of multiplayer, all I play is fighters. That title would go to Super Street Fighter 4.
Ah, I see.
Because of the over 200 hours I've put into that.
Ah.
I thought you preferred Blaze Blue now.
No, I do like Blaze Blue a lot, but I still prefer Super Street Fighter 4.
Ah, okay.
I would prefer Blaze Blue, but I've got literally nobody to play it with. Feels bad, man.
That is fair enough. My favourite game, or multiplayer game, is... I don't know, there's quite a few multiplayer games that I really liked. Mario Kart, I used to love playing that multiplayer. What else did I used to enjoy? When I used to have friends come over and play, like, Wii Sports and Wii Music, that was fun.
That was pretty fun.
What else? Halo. I used to love playing Halo. Me and Kaz, actually.
Halo 3.
Halo 3, Jesus Christ, the glory days of Halo 3. Me and Kaz used to play, it was amazing.
The days we spent on Forge.
Shit fucking about on Forge. It's amazing.
the glitch teleporters.
Oh god. The teleporters on an inside map that teleported you outside. It was amazing.
And wasn't there like a big cage you kept getting stuck in?
We made possibly the worst map in the world. We put like 2 cages with about 30 respawn points under each. Then a respawn point underneath a teleporter, which teleported you outside and killed you. And then like, a couple of respawn points dotted around the map. And like, inside these cages, where you couldn't move the cage, but all was inside it was big plasma coils, which blew up. So normally what would happen is I would spawn inside a cage, Kaz would spawn outside the cage and just kill me. Time after 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 time for hours and hours, hours and hours and hours. It was brilliant. It was really good.
Then the rules were reversed.
Yeah, then Kaz was just in the... Then Kaz was just in the cages and I was shooting him. It was a lot of fun. We were actually playing through Halo Reach and we got fairly far, but then Kaz was like...
Well, it kept kicking me off.
Yeah, it was really laggy, wasn't it? It's a shame. We should try it again sometime, though.
Yeah. At least the space action was fun.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, do you remember when we first played the space missions in Halo Reach? The reaction was amazing.
Well,
right.
I still love...
Did anyone play Star Wars Battlefield 2 multiplayer?
Star Wars Battlefront 2 was amazing.
Battlefront,
I mean,
yeah, well.
Seriously amazing. Brilliant. Oh. Absolutely brilliant fun. Mos Eisley, the spaceport?
I think so.
Mos Eisley on Heroes and Villains mode. Jesus Christ. Amazing.
It was good.
It was really good. He was like, I used to always troll as Darth Sidious and float about and then jump down, lightning bolt everyone and fly up again, singing ring, 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 banana phone as I did it. It was amazing. It was really brilliant. Oh, you remind me when I was in year 10, god damn it, Con. The glory days, as I used to call them.
Year 10.
Right. Anybody got anything more to add?
No. Okay, everything for me.
That's it from me, and that's it from Connor. This has been Angry Bee Gaming Podcast. How do you think we did this week, guys?
It was... I felt slower, maybe.
It was a lot slower, and we didn't really have a lot to talk about. And once we get a good news week, that's when we'll bring the fun
out.
Yeah. You know, when our news is... Let me look at our itinerary. Scott Pilgay, Pokemon, Epic Yarn. You know... News.
At least we had listener questions.
Yeah, the listener questions were quite good. The listener questions were very good.
More.
Thank you to everyone who sent questions.
Thank you very much. I actually really did enjoy all the questions. And a special thank you to Shad as well for his brilliant, brilliant question. Which I did love. Anyway, I have been Jamie, Connor has been Connor, and Kaz has been Kaz. This is Angry Bee Gaming Podcast, and we're out. Bye.
We did that again.